The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in the summary of a hadith that those people who will be closest unto the beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are talking about none other than the Day of Judgment. There will be those people who had the privilege to send a large number of durood or salutation or salawat upon the eminence, the leader of this whole universe, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst they were alive. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, by the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, we welcome you back again to the silsila, the path of knowledge. That is the name of the silsila, the whole episode, that is the title, which is called the path of knowledge. And we said that this, we did take it from the book of Allama Az-Zarnuji alayhi rahmatullahi al-mannan, that he wrote this book called the path of knowledge. Then we said, let us put this book in notion to be as our stepstone or as our milestone to come with this episode, the path of knowledge, but rather we'll be looking at it in many angles and many different directions. So we started by talking some few verses of the Holy Quran which talk about ilm, the importance of knowledge. Then after that we came down to explain in the ahadith literature, the importance of knowledge coming from the ahadith. We still continuing, so this is the part whereby I'm still explaining the virtues, the merits of knowledge coming from the ahadith, and we cannot do justice because many ahadith which were collected in the book, like the book of Imam al-Bukhari, the book of Imam al-Muslim, the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, also the Muwatta of Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the Sunan of Abu Dawood, the Sunan of An-Nasa'i, Imam At-Tirmidhi, and all this book which we will have got to try to see, Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam, and the books of Alama As-Suyut, and many ahadith whereby we will find the collections of ahadith written there, Imam An-Nawawi, Riyadh al-Salihin, and all these books. Amir al-Sunnah wrote also some capillates, some risala, whereby we find many avenues of knowledge. We cannot do justice to this, all these books, but we are trying to summarize a little bit so that we will have got some snapshots of how important knowledge is. So this, with this in mind, we are going straight to where we stopped last time. In the previous episode, we give the final explanation of the first hadith, which was very, very long, of course. And I did conclude with some couplets of the poet, of poetry, rather. Let me start again with those couplets of that poetry, some two verses of that poetry, and add on one more verse to make them three, to cement the point which we made. Ta'allam, the poet said, learn knowledge, O son of Adam, learn knowledge, O daughter of Adam. It is not a musibah, it is not a parishan, it is not an obstacle that we don't have money, and it is not also an ornament. It is not something which we can adorn, that we've got camels, we've got what, we've got cars. But rather we must know that it is knowledge, which will, if we don't have this knowledge, then we must know that when a scholar is gone, not only him is gone, but the whole society is gone. We said that last time. And another one said, it is not that an intelligent man, if he is gone, if he is buried, then we must know that we did not bury him alone. An intelligent man is not buried alone. It has been like the building has been collapsed. What does that mean? It means that we cannot bury an intelligent man alone, but he is buried together with other people. It means by his demise, the society, the nation, it is buried together with him. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, make us to understand. So without wasting much of your time, today we are talking about the new hadith, which we are going to deduce some madani pearl. Of course, I did speak on it when I was just only touching here and there, but today we are going to put it so that we deduce some madani pearl, some nuggets, some pearls from it. On the authority of Ibn Abbas, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ibn Abbas narrating to us that he heard the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, فَقِيهٌ, one understanding scholar, أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ, is more severe, is more strong, is more powerful, عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ, over the devil, than 1,000 worshippers. 1,000 worshippers without knowledge. Because a scholar is such a man that he can destroy the buildings of Shaitan. Shaitan is putting a brick, the scholar will knock it away. Shaitan put a false mansion, the scholar will know that this is a false mansion. Shaitan will come and whisper, then the scholar will know that this is a whisper. So Shaitan tempted the scholars, and the scholars used to come out with flying colors. Why? Because these scholars and the awliya, the majority of them, they learned the knowledge. Darastul ilma hatta sirtu kutuba. We heard about about none other than Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, that he did give that poetic stanza whereby he explained it beautifully. So with this knowledge, we will reach the highest level of wilaya, and you also again be strong, and you can be protected from Shaitan, and you can know how to conquer him. And each and every time when Shaitan wants to revive an evil act and wants to kill the sunnah, halal alimu, the scholar will stand up bainahu wa baina dhalik, that you block Shaitan from his angle which is coming, and you stop him from that evil. When the devil wants to introduce many evil in the religion, or want to corrupt, or want to to block the way of goodness, the scholars, they will stand up and they will come and they will preserve the religion in its pristine form. There is nothing which is more painful to Shaitan than the existence of a scholar in this midst of the Ummah. There is nothing which Shaitan can be a blow to Shaitan, except that the scholar will be in existence, will be available, because you block all the avenues and all the angles which the devil comes with. Then there is nothing which is more favorable unto him, that the scholar must not be among the midst of a nation, of a society. Then it will make Iblis, the devil, happy if the scholar is not present in a community. Then you'll be able to corrupt the people's religion, and to mislead the nations. Only as a worshipper, as for the worshipper, he will struggle himself to block, Iblis, but he won't do much except to save maybe himself or those people near him. But as for the scholar, he will do that for the rest of the world. وَهَيْهَاتَ لَهُ ذَلِكَ. Then for a worshipper, it is far more reached for him to do as far as saving this, or trying to revive, or trying to conquer Shaitan with the angles which he came. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to have good ilm, so that we can protect ourselves, we can protect our children, we can protect our family members, we can protect the society, the nation, the ummah at large. And another hadith which we just want to explain in this episode of today, al-ilmu, knowledge, it will make its word to be, it will take away its order, min al-la'ani, from the case. It will take the one with knowledge is excused actually from the case. Which case? Let us try to listen to the hadith. We shall hear this case which the scholar or the one with knowledge, with ilm, is excluded from it. Ma rawa at-Tirmidhi. We are going to listen again to the hadith which was narrated by Imam at-Tirmidhi. تسلك او امام الترمذي was just there in as far as knowledge is concerned. In his book, you know, the one of his, in his sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi, these ahadith are coming. Min ahadith Abi Huraira, this time on the authority of Abi Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal be pleased with him. Sami'itu Rasulallahi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama saying, yaqulu, you are saying, ad-dunya mal'una, the dunya is cursed. The dunya is cursed. ملعون ما فيها and whatever in it also is cursed إلا ذكر الله, except these three things. Number one, the remembrance of Allah رب العزة والجلال, ذكر الله وما والاه, and something which have got to be similar, something which resembles the ذكر of Allah رب العزة والجلال. وعالم and a scholar and a student. So these two, they are exempted from the curse. A scholar and a student. Why? Because of ilm. When we talk about these things of the dunya, they are cursed. If you've got ilm, it is not cursed. If you do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not cursed. So this hadith is telling us that anything which is materialistic, it is cursed, unless if we channel those materialistic things to be for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, then of course, with the permission of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, this will give us to be on safe side. This will make us to be on safe side. Qala Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi, as usual, he said, Hada hadithun hasanun. The dunya is does not worth any value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want the viewers of Madani channel to understand this. This is called what you call this, to interject but bring in something of benefit. You see, in these episodes, we'll be talking about knowledge, but whenever a point which is very, very relevant, if it comes to us, we'd love to clarify it so that it will be fawa'id al-jami'ah, to benefit from all angles. So we want the viewers of Madani channel, myself, everybody, to understand that the dunya does not have value in the sight of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. The reason why the dunya was created by Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal created it as a mazra'ah, as a field lil-akhirah, for our hereafter. And it is a pathway, a runway, that this dunya is a runway. So run in it whilst you are preparing for the stay way, whereby you are going to stay. That is the hereafter. So prepare in this dunya the provision of the hereafter. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal created the dunya so that the servants, they must prepare in this dunya what they will take for the hereafter, what will please Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal created it is a field for the hereafter. And there is nothing which is praiseworthy in this dunya except anything which entitled the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, and that which will guarantee us the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. And it is knowledge. Alladhi bihi yu'rafu Allah. Because with knowledge, what will happen? It will make you to know Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Wa yu'badu. And because of knowledge, Allah is worshipped. وَيُذْكَرُ, and because of knowledge, Allah is remembered. Because of knowledge, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is praised. Tana. وَبِهِ, because of knowledge, يُمَجَّدُ, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is glorified. All this is coming due to knowledge. For this reason, خَلَقَهَا وَخَلَقَ أَهْلُهَا. For this reason, which we mentioned, to glorify, to praise, to worship, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal created the dunya. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make us to understand. And may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to trend on knowledge, and may He make us to understand and to have got the ability to understand which Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal love and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Like how a poet said that you claim to love Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, but you don't want to do those things which He love. If you love Him for really, you do those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. For verily a lover in that one whom ye love, it will make him to follow the beloved. It will make him to dance according to the tune of his beloved. He will follow him day in and day out. So now we love Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal love ilm and amal salih, knowledge and good deeds. Why? Because with knowledge you worship correct. You understand correct. You praise Allah correct. You glorify Him correct. You understand His awamir, His commands. And you understand His nawahi and His prohibition. You do His commands then you abstain his prohibition. But now without ilm, without knowledge, you'll end up doing his prohibition and you end up leaving his commandments. So that will take you away from Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Even if you try to worship without knowledge, you find that it will be like swimming and you don't know the knowledge of swimming. It will take you nothing except that you drown. So with this in mind, I pray to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal that may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal grant me first and the ability to understand whatever this episode is all about, and may it make me also to change and to improve myself. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us to be in good health and to have sound mind and to go and try to seek for Islamic knowledge before it is too late. And those who have got Islamic knowledge, now take it as a stepping stone to practice to your knowledge. Those people who are not yet starting to seek knowledge, it is not too late, till it is late, try to seek knowledge for now. And don't postpone for tomorrow, for verily you don't know that tomorrow, maybe perhaps, perchance it will come, but you will not be there. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal grant us the tawfiq to understand. Amin, bijahi Nabi Amin. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.